I need help, please. My children, everything, I don't have nothing.
Standing in the ruins of a smoldering home, a Darfuri woman begs for help. It's not what you'd expect to see in central London's Trafalgar Square, but this is the Darfur Experience Refugee Camp, set up by the UN Refugee Agency to show the challenges aid agencies face in delivering aid to some of the world's most vulnerable people. Eleanor Salmon is a volunteer for the agency.
We really want to create awareness, actually show the reality in which refugees live.
The reality is bleak. Plastic tents, a few blankets, basic food provided by the World Food Programme, and then there is the constant threat of rebels attacking the camps. Half of the villages in Darfur have been destroyed. Two-thirds of the population is reliant on some form of humanitarian aid, and more than 2.5 million people have been displaced by the conflict. Fighting involving rebels, government troops, and government-backed militias broke out in 2003. British opposition lawmaker Andrew Mitchell says the blame for the ongoing crisis in Darfur lies with world leaders who promised to put a stop to the bloodshed.
Darfur stands as a condemnation of the leaders of the world who signed up to this responsibility to protect, which means nothing to these people who are frightened and anxious, living in camps, having been bombed and bullied out of their homes in Darfur. The world is not doing enough about it.
Many visitors said they found the mock village compelling.
It's a good thing for all the people to know about what happened in the world.
I think it's a wonderful display and a very important one for getting help for Darfur.
It's nice to be able to walk through the camps and actually see the food parcels and actually talk to people to find out information.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, was on hand to launch the UNHCR's global report just days earlier. He said the number of people fleeing violence and conflict last year has risen to 11.4 million worldwide.
When one looks at today's world, one sees not only conflicts multiplying, but conflicts intensifying and generating more and more people on the move. And I can only ask the international community to be more and more involved. More and more involved together, acting together, to make sure that these conflicts find an end.
Some Darfur refugees came to the event in central London. They say it highlights the need to end the violence in their homeland. Fatima Yalia says the mock village brought back memories.
I have goosebumps. It makes me feel awful inside. But the world has to see it. Darfur has suffered 12 years of war. It has to end.
The UN Refugee Agency says it's the international community's responsibility to humanity to help those in greatest need. The next generation depends on them. Mandy Clark for VOA News, London.